Unemployment claims in Kansas have shot through the roof, up 1,000% in a single week. It's a pocketbook side effect of the coronavirus outbreak shutting down much of the economy. Jim McLean of the Kansas News Service reports on the state agency overwhelmed by so many people suddenly out of work.
Economists knew it was going to be bad, but few predicted just how big the surge in Americans filing for unemployment benefits would be.
A jaw-dropping 3,283,000 jobless claims were filed last week. 3,283,000.
That's nationally, and it's the most ever. The sudden spike in claims was just as dramatic in Kansas, going from about 1,800 on March 14th to nearly 24,000 the following week. That's approaching a 2,000% increase over this time last year. The jump in claims was triggered by a series of stay-at-home orders issued by local public health departments, orders that shut down non-essential businesses and put tens of thousands of Kansans out of work. Hospitality workers were hit particularly hard. Chuck Magrel's Free State Brewing Company in Lawrence was one of scores of restaurants forced to close their doors.
We have no idea what the duration of this is going to be. We had a teleconference call with all of our staff, making sure they understood what was available in provisions with unemployment.
The State Department of Commerce is offering to help owners of bars, restaurants, and other hospitality businesses. Low-interest loans, says Governor Laura Kelly, to help them cover expenses while they're shut down.
This new resource will provide speedy assistance to hospitality businesses whose operations are being disrupted now and who need support now.
Using her emergency powers, Kelly also ordered unemployment benefits extended from 16 to 26 weeks. Because the state's unemployment rate had been so low for so long, hovering just above 3%, the Kansas Department of Labor wasn't ready to handle the surge. After all, the state had been dealing with a worker shortage.
We're going from low claims to historically high claims volumes literally overnight.
That's Kansas Labor Secretary Delia Garcia. She says the agency is overwhelmed by calls from displaced workers.
I can share with you sort of a couple numbers that we got last night. I can give you a snapshot of what we're dealing with here. So yesterday, between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m., we received 211,520 attempted calls.
Most of those, Garcia says, were repeat calls from people who hung up and called back multiple times rather than wait for hours on hold.
That 211,000 does not reflect that's how many people are unemployed. It reflects that's how many people are calling.
Garcia says the agency has doubled its call center staff to reduce wait times, but she's encouraging anyone who can file online to do so to speed the processing of claims. That generally takes a week to 10 days. The agency was prepared in at least one important way. Garcia says there's almost $1 billion in the state's unemployment insurance trust fund. That's enough, she says, to pay out claims for the better part of the coming year, even if each month matched the peak of the 2008 recession.
We did a stress test. We measured at the highest point, which was the $83 million a month, against what we currently have, and that would get us through to about February 2021.
Tish Cobb is one of what will likely be a record number of Kansans seeking benefits. She owns a hair salon in Lawrence that's been shut down.
Will we be able to stay afloat for 30 days? Yes, but if it goes longer, it's going to be really, really difficult.
Cobb filed for unemployment online using a special portal reserved for those affected by the coronavirus. She's not sure she'll qualify because she's the sole employee of a company she owns. But Cobb says a check from the state would help cover at least some of her losses at a time when her husband's business is also suffering.
He had to take a 20% pay cut. Luckily, it's only 20% and not laid off. But yeah, it will be very, very difficult. We are definitely going to have to watch our pennies.
Cobb's husband is another example of the seismic waves that the COVID-19 outbreak is sending through the Kansas economy. He sells uniforms and sports equipment to high schools and colleges. Schools that have been shuttered and colleges that have canceled all spring sports in an effort to check the spread of the virus. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Jim McLean in Topeka.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of KCUR, KMUW, Kansas Public Radio, and High Plains Public Radio. It reports on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policy.